This is Talk Back Jackson Sports on Fox Sports 101.9 FM. And we have Coach Herb Brogan from the Lumen Christi Titans joining us here on our phone line. Coach, how you doing today, sir?
I'm doing great. Getting ready to practice this afternoon. And yep. Things going pretty well.
Yep. 42 years on the sideline at Lumen Christi, and I really think that you'd be hard-pressed to find anybody else who has been coaching for as long as you have.
Well, that's 42 years as the head coach. I've been on these sidelines for 51.
Oh, my goodness.
So,
yeah, no
so
kidding.
That lengthens things out just a little bit
just
more.
Just a little bit, absolutely. Well, tell me, how does it feel like? What's it feel like just to kind of – I know there's other factors that possibly could still play in, but, I mean, we're looking at right now we're looking at a normal football season. How's that feel?
Well, it feels great. Just the fact that we were able to have the kids for most of the off season and have a normal summer, I think just helps everybody. It was so much stop and start in last year that it was really difficult to establish any type of flow. And just to return to normal, I think is comforting to the kids and certainly the coaches, and I think it improves the attitude. So we're really happy with where we're at right now, but mm-hmm. the way things are going, you know, I'd say we remain cautiously optimistic because there's still a lot of dangers out there with COVID, and there's no guarantee that we're not going to run into some problems as we go through the year.
Yeah, definitely still some unaccounted variables there. But so let's talk about last year, since, you know, COVID impacted football all across the board in multiple ways. Lumen didn't quite have the season that most had hoped for and anticipated, but still had a really good run in the playoffs. From last year, what type of takeaways can you bring to this year to help improve upon success for this year?
Well, I think one thing that people tend to overlook is success brings its own set of problems. And we had been on a great four-year run, and I think we came into the year maybe expecting things to happen rather than trying to make things happen. And it took us a little while to get the ship pointed in the right direction. And when we did, as you said, you know, we had a good playoff run. We got beat by Schoolcraft, who's an excellent, excellent football team. But we were playing really well at the end of the year. I think, you know, the struggles that we had last year helped to motivate us. I know our preparation was really good coming into the year. We had a great off season. So, you know, we're pretty happy with where we're at right now, attitude-wise.
So attitude-wise, you are where you're at. Tell me really how the team looks. What are the strengths? What are the weaknesses? What can we expect this year?
Well, I think at this point of the year, we're still guessing. We've got the scrimmage to go on, but nobody's at full strength in the scrimmages, and nobody's really showing too much. You know, I think we were happy that we got better as the scrimmages progressed and that we hit and were physical with people. But we've also, you know, it also exposes problems, things you have to work on, things you need to get fixed before the opening game. So we've got, I think, really good overall team speed. We've got some experience in the offensive and defensive lines. We're not particularly deep, and so, you know, staying healthy becomes crucial for us.
Absolutely. So tell me about some of the kids that you have this year, some of those that are standing out as leaders and that we can look forward to watching and listening to this season.
Well, we've got a lot of veterans back, particularly on offense. We return basically our whole backfield. We got Teddy Ehlers at quarterback and Brendan Daly at fullback and Nick Wilson at the tailback position. So there's a lot of carries there and a lot of experience. And we had both of our tight ends and both of our tackles back in Connor Smith and Ralph Golden and Chunky Willis and Sammy Putnam. So we've got you know, a pretty good, pretty solid group on offense. The only problem we have is we've got a lot of these kids playing both ways, and so we have to find some time to rest them a little bit, particularly early in the year. And so we're gonna have to have some of our younger kids step up. Got a good nucleus back on defense: Colin Morrow and Cole Simpson. I'd say would highlight the returning defensive guys that we haven't already mentioned. But we've got some experience, and I think the kids are hungry, and we've got to be ready to go because there's not an easy one for 9 weeks.
Right. So with you kind of mentioned how you're trying to figure out ways to give kids the breaks when they're playing both ways, and then we have some pretty intense heat coming our way this year. Does that adjust the game plan that you're looking at when you're looking forward to New Lathrop?
Of course it does, you know, because your big kids are going to wear down quicker. Your big offensive and defensive linemen, your thick kids are going to tend to tire out a little bit quicker. So hydration, you know, becomes a key over the course of the entire week, and just how each kid handles the heat. But you cannot expect, with the weather we've had, you can't expect kids to go out there and play every play.
Size up your first opponent this Thursday, which you'll be able to hear on our network of stations here at McKibben Media Group. Tell us a little bit about your first opponent.
Well, New Lothrop's a great football team, as you would expect. They're defending state champion. They've won Division VII two of the last 3 years. I think they're extremely well coached, particularly on the offensive side of the ball. And they are very, very physical. They've got four linemen that are 6'4", 6'5", and range from 280 to 310 pounds. So,
wow.
For a small school, they've got great size, and they've got enough returners from that team last year that know the drill, know what's going on. They're going to provide them with good leadership. So, it's a great, great test to open year. I think very similar to what we did when we opened with West Cabot for that four-year stretch.
Okay. All right. So what are the keys to the game for Lumen? What do you need to do to come out with a win?
Well, I think you can answer that question the same way every single week. But mm-hmm. I think particularly opening game of the season, the team that tends to make the fewest mistakes, the team that's going to end up on top. Everybody says the biggest improvements from week one to week two. So what we've got to deal with is eliminating those typical game one mistakes, because they're well enough coached that they're not going to make too many.
Mm-hmm. Sizing up the entire season, is Ford Field the goal every year, or what does success look like for Lumen for this season?
Well, I think that's a question you can answer a lot of different levels. Ford Field is obviously a goal. It's we've been there enough that each kid, I think, thinks it's definitely a possibility that we can reach there, and so that's an overall goal. But you want to win the opening game. You want to mm-hmm. be in the hunt for the league championship. And on a real basic level, success looks like your kids getting better every single week and making improvements and trying to teach them to play as well as they can.
You have a date circled on the calendar, like one game that means a little bit more than the others, or you just take it one at a time?
Well, I think we obviously take it one at a time, because our overall goal, the most important thing that we try to stress to the kids is reach the playoffs. And if you reach the playoffs, we always feel that we're going to have a great chance to be successful. So really, in terms of week to week, we just wanted to chalk up as many wins as we can and move close to that playoff goal.
Well, Coach, we certainly do appreciate the time. We're looking forward to being out there broadcasting the game live this Thursday, and we're going to be seeing a lot of Lumen this year on News Talk 970, our sister station down the hall and to the right. So we're looking forward to seeing you, seeing the guys, and we're hoping to have plenty of conversations throughout the football season.
Hey, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Coach Herb Brogan joining us here on Jackson's Fox Sports 101.9 FM. This is Talk Back Jackson Sports.